Yeah, you were here.
Okay, so this is the Board of Listers. We'll go around the room and introduce ourselves, so it's on the record who's here. And then it'll be your time to tell us what you think the value should be and why. And then the board may have some questions for you at the end, and then they'll close to deliberate. You'll get a notice from the town 14 days after the close of the lister hearings.
Okay.
We're looking to close the hearings on the July 8th,
mm-hmm.
But you could get the notice anytime before 14 days after that.
Okay.
Okay.
You're
so, yep, it's fair.
Do
all
you
right.
want to introduce yourselves? We'll start with you.
Oh, start with me? Okay. I'm Ann Desmond. What else do you need to
That's it. Let's go around.
Okay. I'm her father, Hugh Williams.
And I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Angela McDonald.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
Okay. So now you have your 15 minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dad. he's really good at the
No,
details.
I'm not. No. Overselling it. I guess I was thinking this was the assessor that we were meeting with. I didn't realize it was the listers. Okay,
yeah.
Which is fine.
Oh. You have good notes.
Well, okay. First of all, what was considered the date of the assessment? I mean, is it a year ago or is it?
April 1st, 2026.
Okay, all right, yeah. And just a piece of information, the Zillow as of this morning was like $20,000 below what you were assessing at. One thing, the big thing I think is they assessed it as a plus 20. This house is a 1984 house, four or six, whatever. But, you know, it has not had much done to it. Windows are not updated. The big thing in my mind is there's no central air. And to me, in today's world with no central air, I'm not sure how you get plus 20, like the neighbors on both sides are plus 20, but they're not there. On the living square footage, Ann's house is $193 a square foot almost, 362 is 176, 390 is 177, and you know, it just seems it's a nice house, it's an average house, but it has not had the work done that I see in the neighbors' houses and around that area. I think those are the main things. And let me look. Go ahead, though. You have anything?
No, I mean, it has mostly original windows. They don't open even, some of them.
Okay.
And they are very drafty, and the siding is not, it's very high maintenance house. The roof is about to go in a few years.
Well, you've had to replace.
I've had to replace part of the
since the appraisal, and and the driveway has got like $15,000 worth of work due on it.
Yeah. It's like a window unit, AC, old bathrooms. You know, it says modern, but they're just, you know, it's the original tile. Probably, if anything was done, it was 20 plus years ago.
Well, one thing you...
The original kitchen.
You pointed out, Ann, was the... it lists 91, probably not a big deal, but a finished attic. We don't know where that is.
Is there a finished room above the garage?
No.
I mean, she lives there.
Above the garage, and it's, in my daughter's bedroom, there's a hole that goes into, like, whatever you see for insulation.
So above the garage is not finished.
So the window above the garage is just first
decoration.
That's decoration.
Is the fireplace still non-functional?
It's not, yeah.
So anyway, those, I guess there's no yard sprinkler, you know, it's just just don't think that plus 20 is appropriate for
yeah, where is Demas's?
Yeah.
Have you updated the bathrooms at all? Are those updated? Okay.
Nope.
You want Demas's?
You have two fireplaces? No?
Yes. It's one fireplace.
One non-working.
It's a two-story chimney, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's up to two rivers.
Yep.
I don't know that I have that. I don't probably have that one. I don't know.
Which property? Because we can look it up.
78 South Bay Circle. That's like the extreme opposite of what I have, and it's rated and it's assessed at 6-something. 78 South Bay Circle.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. I could look it on my phone too, but it's a little faster.
You also, since the appraisal had to do work on the deck, right?
Yeah, and the deck, the guy said, was done poorly, so it's looks like it wasn't done. You put three coats on, and and I'm patching up like the screen porch and just.
Oh, were you able to pull out that? So
he doesn't have it. Doesn't
know.
Oh, it didn't pull that out. Yeah.
So above the breezeway, the space between the garage and the main house, is there a finished room on the second floor there?
Right here, yeah. Above the breezeway.
No. Finished space here?
No.
All your square footage is contained within
the
this part.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this is only first floor right here.
No.
So what do you think?
That's why.
Oh, yeah, mine was kicked me off. No, I got kicked off.
I can't get into the circle because that's what it's much lower, and that's no maintenance house versus mine with
78 South Bay Circle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody able to pull that up?
Well, something just happened to the internet.
Yeah. Oh, is that what
went on?
Okay. Yeah.
Might work now. Yeah, it's searching. Okay, got it. 676.
That's what theirs is, 676?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a house that has concrete siding, so nothing will ever have to be done. Brand new vinyl windows. Brand new, new roof, I believe.
Yeah, and that's only, that's an average plus 10. I don't think it's comparable. I mean, I don't. Do you have a figure in mind?
That's what I just
you said. 78 South Bay Circle is average plus 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
676.
A little bit smaller.
Right, but the house is a little smaller.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's still a four-bedroom?
No.
It feels very similar to me, size-wise and room-wise, and I've been in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the upgrades that were done, and those are huge, pricey things.
Yep.
That I can't afford, so.
And staying in the middle of a divorce and seeing all of this stuff. We have a dumb-known Charlotte from other things. Not, she knows the family, so sorry.
That's okay.
But, you know, the upgrades are facing her, and she's concerned about the taxes going up.
And then trying to move to a rental is more than I pay now, so I can't afford anything. I'm squeezed on every side, so, and I'm a nurse, and I don't want to look for a new job and work in the hospital again. That's too much.
What else do you need from
us? I think we've got it.
Is what we're saying understandable?
Yes, absolutely. So Bob will explain the process from here.
So we'll send out a result or grievance notice, the town will. Typically, by state statutes, it's within 14 days of the close of the hearings.
Okay.
The hearings will be closing July 8th, but we can send them out anytime to that date. Okay?
You've got to get your list, your tax list out pretty soon.
Yeah, they've done that already, but some of the data is inaccurate because people are appealing. So then there has to be a revised. It's a huge process.
I lived in Colchester, but no longer, so.
Last time we did, I was in the condo. There was a factor. I could tell right away it was not right. There's just a what would you call it? Like a multiplier that was just not right. It was just so clear. And we got there, and the person looked at it, paused, and you're good. This is wrong. I wasn't trying to fight you. But it was just a multiplier error.
So this gives us all a chance to get records updated.
We thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I know this is a big money maker for all of you.
This is inappropriate, but he's turning off.
Okay.
My bad.
Good to know.